Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. This Demetrius giving you a courtesy call back. How can I help you?
Yeah, I see a charge of $43.98 on my account from Balance Health. That's like a third party that you guys advertise the AirPod sales that y'all had going on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you already started it?
I canceled my membership, so I don't know why they charging me $43.98.
You canceled the membership. Okay, let me see here.
I purchased the product, but I canceled the membership. But they shouldn't be charging me.
Let me see here.
I mean, that was a warranty. I'm sorry. I think it was a warranty. I don't think it's a membership. I'm not sure what it is.
Okay, can you provide me with your zip code?
48111.
48 what? Say that again?
48111.
And can I get your name?
Khadija CC.
Thank you. And verify your shipping address.
326 Patty Lane, Belleville, Michigan, 48111.
Thank you. Alright, I do see here. Alright, I do see here we had our wireless earbuds. Yeah, I see here you called in to cancel the warranty. You called in to cancel warranty. So the warranty, that's just if anything happens to it, we send you out another one for your charge. But you didn't cancel the trial because you paid $497 for the shipping and handling to get that out there to you. But it was on a 14-day trial. If you didn't want to get charged, you're supposed to call in and cancel it.
I did. They probably didn't put it in, but I called multiple times for that. I did call to cancel that.
I'm seeing here you called in. The first time you called... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Whoever I spoke to, they probably didn't do it, but I did cancel it because I didn't want to get charged for it.
Because you called in the first time on the 20th, you called in wanting to know when the order would be shipped, and then you called in, to cancel the warranty.
The same day I called to cancel the warranty was the same day I also said that I was going to cancel that trial. So I won't get charged monthly. They even said to me, you all said you won't get charged every month. That's what they were telling me.
Right. It's not a monthly. It never was a reoccurring charge, so it's not a monthly charge. That charge right there just for that one earbuds. I'm sorry?
I shouldn't be getting charged for it because I didn't pay to them.
It didn't seem like you canceled because you called in on the 25th to reship, to get it reshipped out there to you. Then you talked to the supervisor to make sure your order is reshipped. And then you called in on the 26th about the charging of the earbuds, how long does it take to get fully charged. So if you would have canceled it, you wouldn't have got the product because you can't cancel it without sending the product back. That's the thing. So you couldn't have canceled it because you do have to send the product back.
I don't know how that works, but
I didn't hear you, ma'am. Say that again. You're breaking up there for me, ma'am.
I'm saying that I don't know. I made it pretty clear that I didn't want to be charged for it.
Because if you would have canceled, ma'am, we would have told you to send the product back. You do have to send that product.
And I'm telling you what it is, and you keep going back and forth with me. That's not going to help, and that's not going to change anything.
I understand. That would be a valid charge, ma'am, because you didn't send the product back. So you didn't cancel the account, ma'am. You have to send the product back. I mean, you can call in, but we would have told you if you tried to cancel the actual for the earbuds. We would have told you to send it back, ma'am.
When I told them that I didn't want to get charged, they should have told me what you're telling me right now, but they didn't. So that's not my fault.
You didn't call in to cancel, ma'am. You just called in for the warranty.
Like I just said, I was pretty clear on not getting charged. From the time that I said that I didn't want to get charged for the trial, they should have told me what you're telling me right now. And from there, I would have known that I need to send it back. I'm sure if they had told me that, I would have sent it back a long time ago.
And the information is also on the website, ma'am, too, about the trial and returning the product. Because you have to check and agree to that before you order the product.
Well, you can keep saying that, but like I said, that's not going to change.
Well, nothing's going to change here, ma'am, because that's been the same. I understand where you're coming from a personal point of view, but you didn't cancel the account. I do apologize about that. It's just there's no cancellation because you did not send the product back.
But like I said, that was a misunderstanding. So I can't just get charged for something that I didn't quite understand.
Yes, ma'am, but we put the information there on the website also.
That doesn't matter. Even if it's on the website, if I didn't see it, then that's I saw what I saw, and that's what made me get the product. Do you think if I knew that this was going to be $43.98, I would have gotten that? Of course I wouldn't have gotten it.
Well, I wouldn't know that, ma'am. Well, some people would have gotten it for the $40.
But I'm telling you that. I'm telling you that. I wouldn't have. So it's not something that was done on purpose.
Yes, ma'am. Account wasn't canceled. I'm not saying anything about you canceling the account, ma'am. It's here for the warranty.
Well, like I said, I don't want to be charged for this, so I want my money back.
You would have to send the product back, ma'am, at your own expense. Once we receive the product, that's when we'll issue a refund.
Because I didn't see anywhere where it says that it was going to charge me $43.98. I placed the order, and then I called on the phone to double-check on that when I placed it. So when I double-checked, they never mentioned anything about me getting charged $43.98. That's where the misunderstanding is coming from. So if you can't help me, can you transfer me to a manager?
Ma'am, they will tell you the same thing. You still have to send the product back.
Well, like
once
I
you receive the product, ma'am?
If you can't help me, can you transfer me?
I'm trying to help you, ma'am. I'm telling you what to do so you can get your refund.
Okay, can you transfer me?
No problem, ma'am. Provide me a few seconds. Right, I'm still here, man. I'm just notating your account. Bear with me a few seconds, please.
You said you're not seeing what?
I said I'm here notating your account. Provide me a few seconds, please.
What are you notating my account for?
Every agent has to notate your account, ma'am. That's how I know what went on when you called in those few times.
You said what?
I said every agent has to notate the account, ma'am, so we can know what's going on. That's how I know about the other times you called in.
Okay.
Alright, ma'am, I'm transferring you over now. You should be on hold for a few seconds. After that hold, a supervisor will be on the line waiting for you. And I do thank you for calling customer support, and you have a wonderful day.